Joe Domino.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm Iris.
For a little while.
Anna. I'm Anna Nixon. I work for the city.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent.
I'm just a parent and PTA mom.
Well, that's the bread and butter.
The district, yes.
That's what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Very impressive here. Reading over. I like your most memorable moment.
Yeah, that was very... Yeah, it was very nice. It was strange. The interview process was, there were so many people in the room.
But you like that?
Yeah, I mean, I like interviews. I mean, my boss, Randy, always says that he's never seen anybody in an interview like that. And,
Coach
you know,
Ferris?
Randy Fajan.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He may have, Ferris may have been in the room. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that I've always liked to do. I think the process of interviewing, I think, there's a lot of times where people say what they're supposed to say, and I like the whole process of really kind of being in there and being raw, and this is how I feel about it. And I mean, I remember clearly because I came from an educational background, but I was getting back into business that, you know, I really wanted them to understand where I came from and why I wanted to be there, so it was fun.
Yeah, because I remember I had an interview like that too, and gosh, it was so intimidating to me, but then again, I hate interviews.
Yeah.
You can't stand them, and
same
I suck
like
at them. But yeah, you're doing great so far.
Yeah, it's fun.
Even though this is not a job interview.
It's kind of like a job interview, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, that kind of reminded me of, well, I've been at my job for 8 years now, and when I went for the interview, they were like, well, we like you, but we have 10 other persons that we schedule interviews with, and we have to go through with those. So by the time I made it from Lenexa to Grandview, they'd already called the house, left me a voicemail. Can you start in 2 days?
That's what happened with this.
I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a real quick turnaround. That's what happened. They called me up, and I was like, because when I went into this, I thought it was going to be part-time. I was kind of in a transition period. And then they're like, you got to pay $25 for a background fee. And I just didn't quite, I mean, the advertisement was not what happened. And I'm so glad that I took a chance. That's the other real silver lining.
Those are the ones that pay off.
Yeah,
yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about life. You got to take a chance. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to show me exactly what's going on and what I am going to do. And I can say, I don't know, you know, think about it. And it just worked, so...
So has it been happily ever after?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love working for Randy. And yeah, I mean, the group that I work with, they're totally awesome. I love the fact that everybody has a niche. Whatever we need to do, we can always rely on one of us to figure out what we're doing. So.
Oh, so you're the one that talks on the audio messages from the... Yeah,
yes,
you've got
a
nice voice too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We had a discussion one day in a PTA meeting. Oh, that's so-and-so. I'm like, no, I don't think that's who he is. I don't know who he is. And then Rosie Brown, she goes, oh, that's Joe.
Yeah.
I go, who is he?
Well, sometimes they think I'm Lane. They're like, oh, you're Lane.
I never thought that.
Yeah, well, you just don't know until you come in the room. But I at the beginning of the year, I went into one room and I said something. They all were like looking over at me. Because you're going to get a 50-50 split. You're going to get people that want the day off, and you're going to get people that don't want the day off. So I can be, at Con West, there was a thing called the Joe Domino Principle. And they would wait for me to call in the morning. A lot of the teachers were really happy. And the other people were like, if this dude calls me again in the morning, there's going to be problems. So I'd be very careful about saying I'm the guy, you know. So.
Oh, I see.
But it's fun. I like it.
And I know you're a very talented artist too.
Oh,
really? Yeah. I'm too busy. In fact, since I've started here and gotten to vocal work, I got a jazz show on the weekends. So it's kind of been my forte, and I started recording in a studio some shows, and I got a 1-hour jazz show on the weekends. So
wow.
Put my voice to use, I guess. You know.
Very professional voice, my dad.
I know you said the most memorable part of your job, but what are you most proud of what you do? Because I know you by looking here at the what you your duties, it seems like you do all kinds of things. What is the thing you're most proud of?
I like the fact that I can bring something to everybody in the district and in the community that makes them connected and to feel like they're a part of an organism that's positive and that's making this community look good. And your web presence is basically the best electronic business card you can give to anybody. So the fact that I can get people like Terry Bluell, who's the help desk technician, to like profile her and have her talk about how she broke her leg on a stairwell 50 feet from her and how she was carried outside and taken home by a bunch of kids. And then you juxtapose that with a bunch of kids that are in a classroom now that can literally search a tweet feed and find out what's going on and see all these things. I really like how technology has kind of connected everybody in the community, and it's nice to be the webmaster and be in charge of something that I inherently want to be a positive, nice way for everybody to feel like, yeah, I work in Grandview, I like it, we're doing good work, everything's good.
I'm in communications too. I know you're more IT, but I'm in communications, and I can tell that the improvement that the communications for the district has improved over the 5 years I've been here as a citizen, because I started as a citizen before I worked. I was involved in all that, but I can tell a big difference. All the technology, the social media, and so I can see the results.
It's been a focus, a big focus.
So is that just curiosity for me to understand the group there is IT communications? Are you guys working together all the time?
Uh-huh.
I know Lane, and then Randy is the. Who is Randy?
Randy is the IT director.
Okay.
And then Lane's over in the central office in PR, and we work together to really make sure that we get everything on the web and we schedule and we get everything. But my other kind of role is being a part of the technician group. So it's Randy's the boss over me, Eric is a field technician, Terry, who runs the help desk, and Aaron, who's in charge of SIS. And I mean, we all have a nice little package of duties that we're responsible for, but that's kind of how it layers out.
So did you have a big hand in when the district website was redesigned?
Yeah, that was kind of a committee this summer. We met.
You were a part of that committee.
Yeah, and we all met and we made last year we had community input meetings and parents and and everybody said, this is what we want. And the big thing was everybody said, I want 1 to 3 clicks to get wherever I'm going, because we would get people that would say, I've been on this website for 15 minutes. You know, and we wanted that clean Google feel too. And we wanted every page to have all of our social media icons, a search, and 5 things at the top. So no matter where you go, you can always go back to Board of Education or schools or contacts. So we really wanted to get it simplified yet robust, especially with the social media aspect of it. Because the great thing about that is it's not like we're mailing a packet of coupons in the mail to people that don't want them. They are actively saying, I want this, I'm subscribing to it, and we're kind of our own news service. When I do trainings, I tell them, these news vans that are coming out to schools because they hear something's going on, we'll start tweeting that, and they'll turn around and come back. Because, you know, sometimes you don't know what the spin's going to be, and you'd rather diffuse it before it becomes an issue. Plus, you know, quite honestly, in this mobile world, you don't have to call up to the office to find out what's going on. You can check the Twitter feed. You could be like, oh, Martin City's going to be 15 minutes late, you know, and they have it right there in a meeting. If they can't get out to their phone or get out in a meeting, they can see that, and instantaneously they know where their child is and what's going on. So it's nice. Excellent. Excellent.
Well, Joe, thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Take care.
Sorry,
all right, take care. All right, you too.
Thank you.
Thanks.